beautiful 3-day wedding affair.
Yeah.
And dressed in your colorful dresses and stuff. Did you have a great weekend?
I had a great weekend. I got to see my whole family. My cousin got married. Her husband is wonderful. She's wonderful. It was just good to spend all that time with people that I love so much and don't get to see all the time. And it was hot AF. Oh my God. But outside of that, it was great. It was really fun.
Look at that. Danielle, what'd you do?
So my niece Ella had a hip-hop dance recital, which was amazing. The Street Beats is the name of the company that does it. They have some incredibly talented dancers. And then I was with a lot of the ladies from the morning show, and Sam even showed up for Deanna's bridal shower.
All right. How was that?
It was so amazing. It was at this beautiful country club, and she looked like a Disney princess, and she was so happy, and her fiancé Dennis showed up. The food was incredible, and we just really had so much fun celebrating her. And it was a very short bridal shower, 2.5 hours, isn't the norm for
bridal.
I knew
like
you guys were going to get
long.
Some
good job, Deanna.
It was so wonderful. And then obviously in the middle of that with the Knicks winning, and then World Cup craziness in my house, people coming in and out because the games are on all day. So, you know, it's a
weekend.
It's awesome. Yeah.
What a weekend.
Great. That was cool. Yeah.
Nate went out and set a bus on fire.
I had to make sure it went over.
It was a school bus.
There you go. We celebrated Alex's birthday all weekend. It's still going on.
That's awesome.
And that's got to come to an end at some point. It was a great weekend with a lot of friends. Let's get into the Danielle report. Sounds like everyone had quite the weekend. This was an earth-shattering weekend for a lot of people, in a good way. All right, Danielle, what's going on?
All right, so Thursday morning, you know, the New York Knicks will have their ticker tape parade from Battery Park to City Hall. The mayor has decided to do it on Thursday because he thinks a lot of New Yorkers will already be off on Friday for the Juneteenth holiday. So he feels, well, maybe you'll take off Thursday as well, and you'll have a 4-day weekend. So that was that was his thinking and why we're doing it Thursday.
All of a sudden, I'm into this mayor.
This is the most watched NBA Finals since 1998. ABC averaged 21 million viewers for Game 4, where the Knicks came back from a 29-point deficit. Game 5 ratings will be released today, and Fallon's show is all about the Knicks tonight. Players and the coach and all kinds of cool stuff. So that's going to be a fun show, so make sure you watch our boy Fallon tonight. Now, there's a lot of things, you know, during the World Cup other than the scores and the matches and all that's going on, like watching the police in Boston having a blast with the soccer fans from Scotland. That was so cool, doing tricks with each other, even wearing one of the soccer jerseys, watching Mexico and South Korean fans in the streets just enjoying their wins, loving each other and hugging each other and singing and dancing. That was incredible. Watching the Japanese fans cleaning the stadium to make sure they didn't leave any trash behind at their game. They're the nicest people ever. I mean,
we could take a note.
Exactly. What this world does is, what this World Cup does to me, it's just more than just a game. It really is, and I love it. And then, this is for you, Froggy. All the fans are discovering food here for the first time. Like, Waffle House is a really deal. Like,
yes,
German fans are loving Waffle House. One guy, he wrote 1 a.m. Waffle House, then Wendy's, then Chili's. He's like loving it all. Big Gulp for English fans at 7-Eleven. Yep. One guy was like, this Big Gulp is the best thing I've ever had. Ranch sauce. People are posting about ranch sauce all over
the place. Some girl said she cannot go home without ranch dressing. Yes. She's taking all the ranch dressing home.
And some guy, I think his name is Freddie, I think he's German. He said, I don't understand why every other comment is telling me to go to a strip club. Is that what you guys do here in the... So it's a lot of fun. People are learning things and people are just having a blast. So loving it. And of course, USA did incredibly well. Next game on Friday for them. Tyra Banks is suing Netflix for defamation for reality check Inside America's Next Top Model. Now, I know we saw her in it, but she says she agreed to the interview to have a discussion about the show's legal actions and her responsibility for past mistakes. But she sat there for a 3.5-hour interview. They only used 16 minutes. She said her comments were stripped of context and reassembled to create false and defamatory narratives. Oh. So she's very upset about it, and she is suing Netflix for
it. Isn't that what they did to all the contestants on America's Next Top Model?
You know, I'm just telling you what she's saying. Michael, the biggest biopic of all time. How incredible is that?
Yes. How much has that thing made already?
$912 million worldwide. Wow. And it hasn't even premiered in Japan yet. That's not happening till Friday. So it is going to just make more money. So crazy.
Wow.
What are we watching today? Of course, you do have World Cup action today. I think there are four matches today. And the third season premiere of the McBee Dynasty American Ninja Warrior is on. So, you know, that's all happening as well. And that is my Daniel report.
So look at that. Another great weekend for Michael Jackson, even though he's no longer alive. The Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York City. Daddy Yankee. Daddy Yankee was the Grand Marshal. Anthony Ramos was the king of the parade.
That was going on.
What a weekend.
What a weekend for New York. Wow.
Oh, Daddy needs a nap. So a special game from our friends in the Gandhi game office.
Yes.
Who's working back there? What do you got coming
up? It's just me. How about Knicks super fans? All the celebrities that we saw. Not all of them, but 10 of the celebrities that we saw showing up for all the Knicks games.
So if you were watching the Knicks games, you saw the celebrities.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to name them. Call now. Diamond's waiting for you at 800-242-0100.
Yes! Another week.
And here we go, into the day.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
But can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it.
And the number one preset on our free iHeartRadio app.
C100.
See the jury on my women and I'm living it up. The squad stay filling the truck with chicks that's willing to trizz with us. You say you got a man and you're in love, but what's love got to do with a little menage? After the party, me and you could just slide for a few and she could come too. It's love. Got to do with it. But you need to understand that you got something with you. This fat frame is little. Tattoo in your chest with his name in the middle. I'm not a hater, I'll just crush a lot. In the way you shake your booty, I don't want you to stop. You need to come a little closer. And let me put you under my arms like a dawn is supposed to. Please believe you leave with me. We be freaking all night like we was on E. You need to trust the guard and jump in the car. For a little heartache at the Taj Mahal. What's love? Got to do with it, man.
What's love? It's about us. It's about just me. What's love?
Got to do. Got to do with it, man.
What's love? It should be about us. It should be about just
yo,
me.
Yo, I stroll in the club with my hat down. Michael Jackson, high stepping, who the Mac now? Not my fault that they love the kid. Might be the chain or the whip. I don't know what it is. We just party and boy. Come on, mommy, put your body in motion. You got it open. You came here with the heart to cheat. So you need to sing the song with me. All my ladies, come on.
Look in your eyes, it's not stopping me. I want the time to attack. Come rock with me. Don't want your stacks. I got your back. Don't cut them no slack. Cause we own it like that. Come on.
Brought up a pretty good point during the song there. Yeah, we're going all Knicks, like Knicks, New York, New York, New York, Knicks, New York, New York, New York. And he's wondering, like, how many people listening out there just could not give a rat's ass about the Knicks?
Maybe. I don't know. But, like, even the story, like, Jalen Brunson as a human is such an impressive person.
Yes. Right?
Like,
without doubt. Good gosh. He just does all the right things, checks off all the right boxes. And then over here, in Spurs, you got that Wimby guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nate.
I'm really just trying to take myself out of New York City and having lived here for 13 years.
You can't.
Yeah, I can't, but at the same time, I'm thinking, if I was in Des Moines and I saw a team that hadn't won a championship in 50-some years just dominating the playoffs, I think I'd be excited.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe.
All right, if you're from Des Moines, text us now. At 55. Yeah, it's better, right? If you just don't care. I want just go ahead and get it out. Get it out of your system. Text us at 55100.
I also and, think, you know, let like, it go. Think of Diamond and Garrett, people who were born and raised here and never saw it in their entire life. They never saw this in their lifetime. Like, how exciting for them.
Yeah. I saw 60-year-old men crying on Saturday night because they went their whole lives not seeing them win.
Right.
As an adult.
Should have.
You know?
That was the thing at the birthday table at Alex's birthday lunch yesterday. The interesting back and forth between people who were alive last time the Knicks were doing it and versus the people who were not born yet.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. It's so funny. Anyway, the Knicks. Gandhi said, I'm going to get in there today and come up with a great game since we're celebrating the Knicks today. So tell everyone. Well, give me the music here first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We are the New York Knicks.
There you go. Hey, Des Moines, what do you think?
The New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
All right, here we go. Gandhi said, let's do a game for Knicks fans. Okay, tell everyone what you did. I think this is a great idea.
So we saw throughout the playoffs and the entire season, there are certain celebrities that show up and are super fans of the Knicks. So I decided to make a game of exactly that. So we're going to play you a piece of sound, and you have to name the celebrity.
Okay. So if you're watching the Knicks games, you saw them. They were fixtures almost every single night, yeah. Some of these people.
Knicks All right, super let's, fans.
Let's get Tiffany right here on line 13. Hi, Tiffany.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Were you watching the Knicks playing until the bitter end or the happy end?
Every single game.
All right. Well, let's put that to the test. So you saw all the celebrities on Celebrity Row, right?
Sure did.
All right. So through the magic of sound that Gandhi pulled up for us, you'll hear clues that lead you to the names of the celebrity superfans that were at the Knicks games. You ready to go?
Let's do this.
All right. I have faith in Tiffany here. Tiffany, here is celebrity superfan number one.
I'm feeling pretty good. Pretty, 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 pretty,
Why?
Pretty good.
Who's that?
Ooh, Ben Stiller?
My God. All right. Well, okay. All right. Hey, guys. The first pancake is always the bad pancake, as you know. That was Larry David. Larry David. He was there almost most of the nights. All right, let's move on.
Need something better than that.
Okay. Well, okay. All right. Okay. I'm with you. Here we go. Here is celebrity superfan number two.
These expensive. These is red bottoms. These is bloody shoes.
Who's that?
Cardi B.
There you go.
Nice. Okay.
Okay, Cardi B. All right, here. Oh, God, it's almost every game. He even went to the Spurs games. He went to the games in Philly. He snuck in. Who's this?
Remember that email we got from those Nigerians that needed our help getting all that money out of Africa?
Yeah.
We did it. I got the check today.
Who's that, Tiffany?
Is that Tracy Morgan?
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Oh, yeah. This guy was a mainstay. He's still at Madison Square Garden waiting for another game. Who's this?
Ladies and gentlemen of the Gallery Gourmet, my name is Willy Wonka, and I have come to show you a marvelous morsel.
Who's that?
Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah.
Did you see the videos of him with the champagne all over him? And he's like, I'm not a player. I shouldn't be enjoying it like this.
He was living his best life.
He was so cute.
Those denim culottes. all right, here we go. Celebrity superfan for the next number five.
These boys gonna get you a great ass whooping. Don't you ever touch a black man's radio, boy. You can do that in China, but you can get your ass killed out here, man.
Who's that?
Chris Rock.
Wrong
Chris.
Froggy.
Yeah. I hit the ding ding ding, and I should have hit the. Yeah. That would be Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Tucker. Okay.
Tucker didn't even know her. All right, okay, let's move on. Here is celebrity fan number six.
I don't give a fuck about your faults or mishaps. We from the Bronx, New York, things happen.
Fat Joe.
That was Fat Joe.
Yes. Okay.
How about number seven?
Come on. Just imagine going back to nature, back to your roots, clean air, wide open spaces.
Oh, that's Chris Rock.
There you go. How about number eight? Oh, she was all over.
Whether it's facing off against dangerous perps, clueless colleagues, or shady suspects, no one can intimidate Olivia Benson.
Mm-hmm.
Mariska Hargitay.
There you go. Wow. Tiffany, you're doing very well. Here is Superfan, our friend, Superfan number nine.
This morning I was on one of our pals, Elvis Duran, in the morning show. Mm-hmm. And I went on the... I love it. Hi, Danielle. Hi, Gandhi. The great crew over there. And
who's that?
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Wait,
I hear whispers.
Who just told you that,
Tiffany?
Who whispered that to you?
Well, it's okay. You can have help. Who's whispering to you? I love that.
My 13-year-old
son.
Okay.
There you go. Right. And finally, celebrity superfan at the Knicks games. Who's this?
No. Nothing's, you know, it's just the... Both those belts look exactly the same to me. You know, I'm still learning about this stuff.
Ooh, this stuff. Who's that?
Oh, a girl. I know Sydney Sweeney was there, but I don't know what she sounds like.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Does anyone in the room want to guess who that super fan was?
I do.
Really?
Who is it?
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yeah.
That was a line from Devil Wears Prada. Oh. Anyway, you got a lot of them. How many did she get, Gandhi?
She got 6 out of 10.
That's not bad. You did okay, and it was fun talking to you. What do you have for Tiffany there, straight Nate?
You know, she did okay, not as well as her son there in the background. We're going to give you $1, and your son gets $499.
Whoa!
All thanks to Top Dog Law.
Oh, yeah. The official attorneys and lawyers of the morning show, topdoglaw.com. You go there. For any and every reason, they're waiting for you. I love them. Congratulations, Tiffany.
Congrats.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and enjoy your $499, or your $1. Hold on 1 second, and thanks for listening to us. You know, whoever owns that school bus that was burned in Times Square, they should... They should give Top Dog Law a call.
Yeah. I saw the driver was like begging people to stop. They said that he was going to have to pay for the damages. I'm like, oh my goodness.
No, he's not. Come on.
It was a World Cup shuttle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, look at all the negative people texting in about the Knicks.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Oh, well. Sorry. We're just trying to have a day for our Knicks in our city. Yeah. No big deal.
Can't you be happy for somebody? Seriously.
No, not the miserable people.
Like, if the Spurs won, would we be happy? We wouldn't be
happy. No.
Because he was a jerk.
Yeah. But the Spurs didn't win.
He was a jerk.
The Knicks did, so there's that. And I'm going to go with it. You got to go with good copy.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Anyway, all right. We do have the World Cup going on. There's plenty to talk about there. Let's get 3 things that we need to know on here with Gandhi. Gandhi's got a lot going on today. Thank God you're here.
Nice.
Three things we need to know. Let's move it. Let's get on with the show. What do you got going on?
The United Kingdom is banning social media for children under the age of 16. The Prime Minister, Danielle loves it.
Let me stand up and applaud.
Yeah, show you did it. Now the UK, the Prime Minister announced that the new rules on Monday would take effect as soon as next year. So these rules came into place today. Next year, they're going to be all over the place. The ban would likely include platforms like Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and X. The ban will be modeled after a similar law passed last year in Australia. It aims to go even further. It could block live streaming and chatting with strangers as well. The UK is also looking at possibly imposing curfews to limit online activity together. Prime Minister Starmer said that the social media platforms are addictive and make children unhappy. President Trump's name has been removed from the Kennedy Center. An official at the center told a federal judge over the weekend that all references to Trump inside, outside, and on the website have been removed in compliance with the court's order. Crews began removing the lettering from the building before dawn Saturday, 6 months after a board handpicked by the president approved adding his name to the iconic performing arts venue. The change came after an appeals court denied the Kennedy Center's request for a pause on Friday night. And finally, the CDC has issued a food safety alert regarding a multi-state outbreak of infant botulism tied to a recalled powder formula. As of Saturday, a total of 3 infants with botulism have been reported in the outbreak from 3 states. Those include California, Pennsylvania, and Washington. The infants ranged from 2 to 5 months old, and all 3 consumed NARA Organics whole milk organic infant formula, which was recalled Saturday by NARA Organics. All 3 infants were hospitalized and treated with Baby Big, the FDA-approved treatment for infant botulism. Thankfully, no deaths have been reported. Testing of cans of NARA Organics brand formula is underway, and results are expected in the coming weeks. And those are your 3 things.
Good morning.
Elvis Duran.
Dear God, what's this woman doing?
And the morning show.
You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. You're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention. You don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Yeah, you just want attention. got me thinking about when you were mine. And now I'm all up on you, what you expect? But you're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention.
Start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean?
what's up? Come pull up in my spot. Let's keep the night glowing. I don't ever wanna stop. I'll never leave this floor. I'ma need it more. Sky is turning blue. Let it clear the smoke. Lips stain on the wind. Pieces mouth to blow. Soaking in my teeth. I might don't.
Phone tap. Our favorite phone tap sometimes are the ones where we don't really do anything.
Oh, yeah.
We let you make the call.
Yep.
The email came in, Dear Elvis Duran, my husband bought me a $40,000 engagement ring when we first got engaged 7 years ago. Well, a couple of years ago, we were moving out of our old house and I lost the ring, but he bought me another. So why don't we call him today and tell him that I lost my new ring?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
This comes to us from Sonia. Obviously, Sonia loves to be very irritating. Sonia's going to start the call. She does all the work herself until we bust in at the end. Here's today's You Make the Call phone tap.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Listen, I went to ShopRite this morning.
Yeah.
And when I came home,
yeah,
I realized that the diamond was missing from the ring.
You had the ring on your finger and the diamond is missing?
Yeah, I have the ring. Just the center stone is missing.
How could the center stone be missing?
But listen, I called ShopRite to see if anybody found something.
Oh, yeah, like if someone from ShopRite finds a diamond that size, they're going to return it? If I found a diamond, you think I'd give it back? Oh, my God.
Well, maybe
you got to be kidding me.
Listen, my mom's going to come over and watch the kids. I'm going to go back to the store.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the second time it happened that you lost this ring.
Yeah, but the first time wasn't my fault.
I know the first time wasn't your fault, so, but you know what? You would think that the second time around you were lucky enough to get it replaced, and you'd be more careful with it.
I didn't lose it on purpose, Rich.
So, I know you didn't lose it on purpose.
Well, when am I going to wear it?
God
then?
Almighty.
I'm not going to wear it.
Oh, I'm having a chest pain. And the doctor last week told me to avoid stress. It finds me. Oh, avoid stress. That's a classic.
The doctor told you not to get stressed, not to...
Yeah, the doctor tells me not to get stressed. Did his wife lose an engagement ring twice?
Didn't you tell me the last time, don't get upset, it's only a ring?
Yeah, that was the first time. But how can it happen two times? How can it happen? Most people go to your entire lives with one diamond ring. You've had two in the friggin' past 7 years. Oh, my God. I mean, there's a limit to my understanding, so... I'm sitting here shaking. I'm so angry.
I'm sure we'll find it.
You're sure we'll find it? Like you were sure we were going to find the first one.
What?
Where's that one?
Well...
Where's the first one?
You sitting down?
Yeah.
You know what I did? I had...
What?
A credit card bill of like $15,000.
So what?
I sold the first ring. I sold it to Derek.
What?
Because I didn't want you to find
what
it.
What about a credit card? What, $15,000?
On the American Express, it was $15,000.
It was a $15,000 credit card bill?
Yeah.
That I didn't know about? What the hell did you buy for $15,000?
You know, things for the house.
Things for the house? My father's house cost $15,000. What are you buying $15,000 for things for the house?
We couldn't get
what else there. Don't I know about? Could you, you know what? Start making a list of shit that I don't know about. Maybe it's time you told me.
We can probably buy it back from Derek.
What?
We'll probably buy. I mean, we don't have any debt now.
So I gotta buy back a ring from Derek?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe this. I must be in the Twilight Zone.
But at least I sold it back to the jeweler.
Who cares who you sold it back to? You lied. You lied, and it's not one lie. It's like a lie on a lie on a lie. And now you want me to leave this job to go help you look for this ring. The balls is unreal.
The balls is unreal? Are you serious?
What? Who's this?
It's Elvis Duran, man. You've been phone-tapped.
This is not funny.
I didn't sell the first ring, and I really lost it, and I didn't lose the second one.
Oh.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I'm still going to the emergency room.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
It was good then, and it's better now. For over 40 years, Pedigree has been bringing out the good in dogs. Every bowl delivers 100% complete adult nutrition, supporting six health essentials for your dog. That's the Pedigree Goodness Promise.
Elvis.
This morning I woke up. This morning I woke up feeling so brand new. Got the gang over.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
This morning I woke up.
Z100.
I'm freezing outside. I feel my skin tight. My coat is inside. While I look up at you, I check your plane right. Oh, we're not in tonight. Tell me, when is the next time I'll run into you? It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same flight. Wait at your bedside. I'll land right next to you. I'm going stateside. But I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how did a girl like me get into you?
Teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Check it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know. I made the change from a common thief to up close. close and personal with Robin Leach. Yeah. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke skunk with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me. Now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the fool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps a act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive. And it's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know.
Come on.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know.
That's right.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know. Let the beat down in the house. Julie Mafia, Mad Flavor.
I see you, I see you, I see you.
Yeah.
Come on, come on.
All right.
To make NBA history.
This team plays like their fan base talks.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is absolutely incredible.
Brunson looks, Brunson drives, Brunson shoots, ties the game. 40 for Jalen Brunson.
What is this moment feeling like to you?
Holy it is going to be pure chaos in New York City.
It's over. Fans, this is not a dream. Your long, long wait has ended. Go ahead and cry. After 53 years, the Knicks are finally NBA champions once again.
Hey, New York, I'm sorry it took so long, but here we are, and hopefully it won't take that long again. Yeah!
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Start spreading That's funny. The news.
James Dolan apologizing.
I'm leaving today.
Sorry. Hope it won't take that long. Do it again.
Well, I know. So we have a parade Thursday, and then we reset, and then a new season should be coming up sometime. We've got to do it again. You know what? And so I think the lesson learned, at least with this season, was if you're watching a Knicks game and it's not going the way you want it to go, don't turn the TV off and go to bed.
Yeah.
I mean, they were always like last minute winners. It was kind of crazy.
They were behind in every game.
So did anyone, have you heard a story from anyone who was watching Saturday and they went, eh, and they turned it off?
Oh, I hope not.
That would be nuts.
I hope not. Yeah, I hope not.
Wow. We had quite the spirited debate at Alex's birthday table yesterday. There were 16 of us. And to my left, I had Achille, who's from Napoli, from Italy. Huge, huge soccer football fan, okay? Mm-hmm. To my right, I had my friend Preston. Don't know how much of a fan he is. He just likes to debate. So the conversation came up that Curaçao was shut out by Germany 7-1. Mm-hmm. And someone said, good God, man, 7-1. That's a big score. Yeah. Seven. Yeah. Little score one. And so, of course, the Napoli fan, Naples fan, Achille said, "Yeah, 7-1. That's a bad team." And then Preston said, "Well, at least they were in it. Italy wasn't even in it."
Ah! Yeah.
And then the debate began.
Wow.
It's true, though.
Well, it is true, but so I did some digging, and maybe someone can back me up, because maybe I'm a little off on this. Different teams have different... God, how do I put this? It's not as easy for some teams as it is for others to stay in, depending on who you're playing. Does that make sense? Is anyone understanding this?
No.
Daniel,
no.
You should understand
No,
this.
I don't understand. Sorry. Well,
okay, I should get them on. Maybe someone that knows will text me.
So yeah. Maybe, like, Italy might have had a hard schedule. So maybe if they had a very difficult schedule, they missed it, I guess, because they had more challenging opponents. Is that what
they're
saying?
What you're trying to say?
Yeah, I think, you know.
Because it depends on who you wind up playing.
Right,
it's all,
exactly.
Yes, because right. The first, you know, the rounds that we're in right now, everything, you know, it was just selected.
They missed the World Cup because of their previous schedule. And they're, you know, they lost too many games because maybe they had very challenging opponents. I think that's what the argument they're trying to make.
Well, and Curaçao, I think this is their first year in it, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And they are a bunch of players who are from the Netherlands, I believe. I tried to learn as much as I could, but I'm still sketchy. If someone could text us and let us know why Curaçao was still in it, but Italy wasn't.
Well,
I don't know. Okay, keep an eye on that.
Italy hasn't been in it in a couple of World Cups.
Embarrassing.
Like
really?
Embarrassing
yeah,
these
like
days.
Three, yeah, like she's right. Three World Cups, yeah.
Okay, yeah, Nate.
There's another country, Cabo Verde, Cape Verde, which is an archipelago.
The Green Cape?
Yeah, it's an archipelago off of Africa. They're in the World Cup. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that country existed.
What?
I consider myself a pretty cultured guy. And I know I have globes, I have maps, and I'm like, Cape Verde, where the heck is that?
It's
the third smallest tournament qualifier ever.